Welcome to this CD, Office Rescue. This CD is a fantastic tool that you can use any time that you're feeling sore or stiff sitting in a chair, whether it's at your computer or just generally in your office. And what's great about this tool is that you can play this CD either on a CD player, or you can play it directly through your computer. Well, some people like to upload it to their iPod or their MP3 player or even to their iPhone so that they can play this CD anytime, anywhere where they're feeling stiff or sore. So, for example, you might choose to listen to these movement exercises when you're sitting on a train or a tram or a bus, or even if you're sitting on a plane. Or you might like to do these exercises when you get into your car after having spent the day at the office. Now, I highly recommend that you do not do these movements while you're actually driving because they require a lot of concentration and it will be dangerous to do them while you're driving. But if you pull over on the side of the road or do them before you start to drive, then they're a fantastic way to free up your body if you've got a long drive ahead of you or if you've been sitting in your office for a long day and you're about to drive home. Another really great place that some people do these exercises is actually when they take a break from work and they go to the bathroom. They just close the cubicle door, they place down the toilet seat, and then they've got a really comfortable chair to sit on to do these exercises in private. So that's another place that you can do them. But obviously the best place to do these exercises is actually in your office, in the chair that you work in. And the reason why that's a great place to do it is firstly, because you can give yourself really fast, really easy relief in the chair before you get into too much discomfort. So maybe you've been sitting working for half an hour or 2 or 3 hours, you're starting to get a bit stiff, you just start to do some of these movement exercises very gently in the chair where you're sitting, and within a few minutes your body will be feeling nice and free and smooth again, and then you can get back to work. The second reason why it's great to actually do them in the chair that you work in is these exercises are not just designed to give you quick relief. They're actually also designed to really train your awareness of how you're sitting. So the more you do these exercises, the more awareness you're going to start to have over your posture, the way you're sitting in the chair, the way you're using your spine, the way you're sitting on your sit bones. And you'll find that as you're working, you'll actually be able to work for longer without getting sore because you'll start to notice what you're doing while you're working and you'll start to make small adjustments to how you're sitting without even thinking about it. So if you're doing these exercises in the chair that you work in, it will really reinforce that idea of paying attention while you're working. Now, some of you might be wondering if it's okay to do it in an office chair that swivels, and I'll let you know that that's fine. If you do have an office chair that doesn't swivel, you might find it easier to do these movements in the beginning. But even if your chair swivels, you'll find that it's okay because all it means is that your pelvis will be a little bit more mobile than if you were doing it on a chair that didn't swivel. And so this will give you an opportunity to pay more attention to your pelvis, your hips, your knees, and your feet while you're doing the movements because the chair that you're sitting on is also moving a little bit. So it's no problem, you can do it either on a standing chair or on a swivel chair. So I'm going to give you some tips now that will help you to get the most out of these micro moves. The first tip is that if you're comfortable to do this, you could actually do the lessons with your eyes closed. And the reason is because, as I said, this CD is really about teaching you how to pay attention to your body and how to have awareness around how you sit. And when we close our eyes, it actually helps us to go inwards and it helps us to concentrate and to pay attention to our body as we move without any distractions that we might have if our eyes are open. The second reason is because it really gives you a quick chance to rest your eyes, especially if they've been staring at a computer screen or at pieces of paper or a book for the last couple of hours. So you put on your CD, you close your eyes, and you give your eyes a rest while you have a chance to really free up your body. But if you get dizzy doing it with your eyes closed or you need to have them open for balance, then of course have them open. My second tip for you is to do these lessons really, really slowly. In fact, do them as if you are moving in slow motion. You know, on your video recorder, when you press the slow motion button and everything goes really slow, that's what I mean when I say move slowly. And the reason we want you to move slowly is because it actually helps your brain to track what it is that you're doing when you move. It helps you to pay attention and to notice the things that you're doing. And it helps your brain to figure out how to do the movements even more easily and even more fluidly. The second tip I'll give you is to do the movements not just slowly, but also to do them really, really small. So you're moving in slow motion and the size of the movement is so small that someone sitting in your office would hardly even be able to tell that you're moving. So it's not like going to the gym or doing a yoga class where you do big stretches and big movements. These are really micro movements. And again, it really helps your brain to be able to pay attention and to learn from these movements and to figure out what it is that you're trying to do when you do the movements small. It also helps you to feel a little bit more inconspicuous, so you won't feel self-conscious doing these movements because you're doing them so small that people around you won't even really notice that you're doing them. Of course, if someone does notice, it gives you an opportunity to tell them about this CD and maybe they'll want to buy it and maybe it will help them get out of pain. Maybe they get a little bit stiff and sore sitting in their chair. So it's okay if someone notices you. But if you ever do feel uncomfortable doing these movements in your office in front of people, then my first suggestion is do them even smaller and even slower. And my second suggestion is, as I said before, you could always slip off to the bathroom, close the door, place the toilet seat down, and do these movements in the comfort of privacy. My final tip to you, apart from doing them with your eyes closed, doing them small, and doing them slowly, is to take rests whenever you need to. So feel free to pause the CD at any point and just take a rest. You don't have to wait for me to take a rest because we're actually working with the brain in this CD and our brain needs to take rests in order to integrate the information that we're learning. And when you do take a rest, you're welcome to lean back against the back of your chair or you could sit forward with your elbows on your knees, that's fine. Or you could just stay sitting on your chair like you were when you were doing the movements. Whatever is the easiest way to rest, or some people like to even stand up and walk around while they're resting. Now, I just want to let you to know the main mistakes that people can make when they're doing this CD. There's really only two mistakes you can make. The first mistake is to do things really big and really fast, like you're in a yoga class or a stretching class or a gym class. That's not going to serve you. As I said, the smaller and slower you do the movements, the more you'll get out of this CD and the more dramatic and fast the changes will take place. The second way people can mess this CD up is if they do the movements mindlessly by rote, like their exercises in a gym. So I've done 10 of these, and I've done 10 of these, and I've done 10 of that, I'm finished now. If you do it mindlessly in a repetitive way like that, you won't get anything out of this CD. You're better off to go to a yoga class or go to the gym. But if you do these lessons really slowly and gently, paying attention, noticing your body while you're moving, you will find spectacular changes can happen in only 2 or 3 minutes. Now, I want to say to you, don't worry if the first time you do one of these lessons, you don't understand all of the instructions or they don't make sense to you. That's totally okay. It probably just means that that particular instruction is requiring your brain to organize a movement that it doesn't know how to do yet. Some of the patterns we're looking at will be new patterns for your body. And the reason why we want you to learn them is because once you know these new patterns, you'll be much more comfortable in sitting. So sometimes you might find that the instructions confusing the first time you hear them, but when you come back and do the CD again, you'll find that your brain will have integrated what you've learned the last time you did it, and it will all make much more sense to you. And each time you do it, it will become easier and clearer until you could do this literally with your eyes closed, anywhere without even needing the CD. And the final thing I'll say is that the different lessons in this CD can help with different parts of your body and different kinds of stiffness. So some of the lessons are really good for freeing up your shoulders or your neck. Some of them are good for freeing up your spine. Some of them are good for your eyes. Now, I could go through and tell you which lesson is going to help you with what, and some of the names of the lessons will give you some clues. But I would actually prefer if you go through the CD by yourself, listen to each lesson and do each lesson, and notice which parts of your body feel better. Because that way you're turning this into your own resource and it becomes your own toolkit. So you can know, oh, I'm feeling a little bit stiff in my right shoulder from having typed for the last 2 hours. That fifth lesson really, really helped me with that. And someone else might find that lesson number 3 really helped them with that. So each of you will be really getting familiar with the lesson, so you'll know exactly which one to do very quickly to get yourself out of pain. And that way this CD becomes a really, really powerful resource for you. So I want to welcome you to this CD, congratulate you for purchasing it and giving your body a chance to learn how to sit really comfortably and really effortlessly in a chair. And I encourage you to do these movement explorations as often as you can, whenever you need to, and your body and your chair and your sitting comfort will really, really thank you.